Chapter 27. Adamantua Orbital. Something was happening to the near-space shadow around Adamantua. The gravity storm was intensifying. All the sensors and Auspex arrays on the bridge of the azimuth went into the red scale, and then the vermilion, and then went to whiteout. Glass dials cracked and blew out of their brass mounts. Sensor servitors squealed and clutched at their org-plugged eyes and ears, or wrenched out their cortical jacks in sprays of blood and amniotic fluid. The main strategium flickered and then died in a ribboned flurry of collapsing hololithic composition streams. Admiral Kiran, who had been closely observing the attempts to steer the wounded Amculon towards the flank of a recovery tender, leapt out of his high-backed throne. The cosmological event had accelerated so suddenly, so violently. The seething, simmering storm surrounding the target planet had, in the space of 20 or 30 seconds, turned into something else entirely. The cream of his sensory and detection bridge crew were crippled and blinded, and most of his primary range-finding and scanning apparatus was annihilated. He was quite sure that the planet was about to die. From the energetic signature dynamic, as he had briefly glimpsed it before the screens went dead, the gravity anomaly was expanding, spiking. The planet would never survive a trauma like that. Tectonic rending and seismic disruption would husk the world like a ripe crop and squirt the molten core of Adamantua into space in a supercooling jet of matter.
"Shields! Shields!"
he yelled, though his experienced deck crew were already enabling the azimuth's potent forward shields. Kiran hoped that the commanders of his fleet components closest to the near-space rim would have the wit to initiate emergency evasive maneuvers and pull back from the planet's zone as rapidly as their real space drives would allow. If the planet died, his fleet would die with it.
"What's happening?"
Heth yelled, running onto the bridge in his breeches and undershirt, braces around his hips, shaving cream covering half of his chin. His aides and attendants rushed after him, as if they could somehow complete his ablutions while he yelled at Kiran. Maskar also appeared, emerging from the chart room with data slates in his hand, a bemused expression on his face.
"We have a situation,"
Kiran said, trying to pull data up onto his repeater screens.
"We have a very serious situation. Something is happening to the planet."
He turned and yelled at the strategium officers.
"Get that thing relit! Get a data feed up! I don't care if you have to act as live connectors and hold the power couplers together with your bare hands!"
They rushed to obey him, though there seemed to be little hope of restoring the feed. Sparks and filaments of shredded and burned-out cable showered from the cavernous roof of the azimuth's bridge. Several of the gleaming silver consoles had burst into flames, and two large monitor plates had cracked with gunshot bangs and exploded. Servitor crews rushed forwards to extinguish the conflagrations and haul the injured crewmen away, burned and peppered with glass chippings. Kiran's bridge crew were some of the best in the Imperial Navy. Whatever could be said about Lord High Admiral Lansung, he insisted on the highest degree of schooling for the first line and primary battle fleet candidates. Working with the tools they had to hand, the sensorium techs managed to reconnect the strategium main display and re-engage it to half power. An image blinked into view, fuzzy and indistinct, flaring with distortion and interference.
"What is it? What are we looking at?"
Heth began.
"Shut up,"
Kiran said, flapping a hand at him and peering at the display.
"How dare you speak to the Lord Commander Militant in that?"
Maskar exclaimed.
"You shut up too,"
Kiran bellowed, his eyes never leaving the strategium display.
"Look! Look at the damn display!"
In the hololith, the orb of Adamantua was buckling and shuddering, surrounded by a vast halo of sickly bright radiance. Overlay schematics told Kiran that two of his vessels closest to the planet had already been overwhelmed and immolated by the outrushing energies ripping from the planetary sphere. He waited, braced, knowing that he was about to see the planet blow apart. But it did not. A second planet had appeared beside it instead, smaller, like a conjoined twin, so closely nestled against the larger globe of Adamantua that it looked like a swollen, cancerous growth extended from the target world. It was the Phantom, the Orspex Phantom, the so-called imaging artifact. It was the ghost moon, and it had finally manifested, solid and real.
"I don't understand what I'm seeing,"
murmured Lord Commander Militant Heth.
"I do," said Kiran.
Alert overlays, bright red, zoomed in on the display to triangulate and identify hundreds of tiny shapes that rushed from the new moon like missiles. He didn't need the overlays. He had already seen them. They were ships. They were warships. They powered out of the gravity storm of near space towards his fleet in attack formation.
"Gunnery! Gunnery!"
he bellowed.
"Weapons to bear! Now!"